Joe's Need to Know News. Let's get into it right about now. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was arrested on Thursday in London to face a charge in the U.S. of conspiracy to hack into a Pentagon computer network back in 2010, bringing kind of an abrupt end to a seven-year hiding in which he was staying in Ecuador's embassy in Britain to avoid capture. He looked all sorts of crazy. His beard was long and white, and according to some reports, like, he smeared doo-doo all over like the walls and the place he was in. It's like, I don't know if he was losing his mind or what, but he just did not look good when they were like arresting him. He just looked like all frail and weird. Who's the guy from Lord of the Rings? Like the big
Gollum?
Gandalf?
Is that Smeagol? Gandalf.
Smeagol.
No, the guy, the older dude. Like
the
or was
the
that Harry
precious?
Potter? Yeah. No.
I have no idea.
He's the big elderly dude.
Gandalf.
Yeah, he kind of looked like Gandalf for a second there if you would have gave him a stick.
I knew a girl in college that looked exactly like Smeagol.
Ew.
Like dead on. I'll show you guys a picture later.
That's unfortunate.
This is unfortunate too. I've never flown first class, and if I did get the chance to, I'd be pretty ticked off. A woman sitting in first class on American Airlines flight was disgusted after catching a couple on the plane playing footsie barefoot across their seat dividers.
Ew.
The woman posted the photo of the couple on her Instagram page showing their bare feet on the seat dividers. At one point, the disgusted pastor said one of the lovebirds whose faces went unseen even put their foot over somebody else's TV. But here's the thing, like the photo she put, their feet are nasty. I think one of them's got like a fungal infection or something. It's like, okay,
oh my gosh.
First class, you have room to stretch out, but that doesn't mean you don't take off your things. This is something I feel like you would do, Alex, because sometimes you'll take your shoes off in here, which or your boots, which is disgusting, and you'll put your feet up on the side by pork chop, and I want to vomit. Don't. Oh, my God. She has them off now. Oh, see, I knew it. Something. There we go.
I don't take my shoes off on planes, though. Actually, I was so grossed out because my flight last week, the guy sitting next to me took his shoes off, and he was caressing the bars of the seat and stuff.
No. Okay, I don't understand how this happens, but a Louisiana woman who is supposedly suffering from kidney stones, which, oh, my gosh, those are a pain in you know what. She didn't have kidney stones. She actually was pregnant and gave birth to a baby girl.
No way. Oh, how do you not know?
My gosh.
The woman was suffering from stomach pains and went to the emergency room with her husband. And they assumed, you know, oh, just some kidney stones. Shortly after that, she gave birth to the little girl. And the woman said she never felt sick, gained weight, and even thought what she had was a monthly cycle.
Wow.
She thought she had a...
She said she had something that seemed to be a monthly cycle.
That's insane. Also terrifying.
If you're listening to the Joe and Alex show right now and you didn't know you were pregnant and you had a baby, because I don't know where these people come from, will you call us 833-JOE-ALEX? I just want to understand 833-563-2539 how you could have no clue you were pregnant.
So, Colton, my boyfriend, he's a real estate agent.
Yeah.
And he had clients who were super young, and the girl found out she was pregnant when she was 7 months pregnant.
I don't understand.
7 months. She didn't find out until she was 7 months. Isn't that the most insane thing?
Yes.
Yeah, that blows my mind. The 20-year-old couple, so they're young, said they only have a couple hundred dollars in their savings account and weren't planning on a baby. Aww. So there's a GoFundMe account that's been set up for $7,500 they've already raised. So
they need to make a scary movie. That's just the plot. That's it. Just
trust
that.
Me. That's my fear all the time. Is she pregnant? No! And finally, we do have to worry here about swearing on the air. Luckily, there's a button I can hit that if we did swear, Liv, actually, I've had to hit it twice on you for saying the F word. So,
alleged.
No. I have audio that I can share with people on our
Instagram.
No, you
definitely did swear.
You swore. It wasn't accidental. It was
alleged, okay?
Man.
I was here for one of them.
I've never sworn, and I've been on radio for like 13 or 14 or 15 years.
I have a mouth like a sailor. It's
yes.
Really bad.
Okay, well, this guy didn't even mean to swear. He didn't realize, I guess you knew you were on the radio. This guy, New York weatherman, Chris, I believe it's Cimeno, didn't realize he was live when the Today Show's Al Roker tossed to him because they're the national. Then they go to local news feeds for the weather, like a 10-second hit real quick. He was in the middle of an off-camera conversation, and, well, this happened.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
He's a person who's passed on, too. It's such a weird thing. It's just strange. But I think if I didn't do that, I wouldn't allow myself.
And that's your latest weather. Savannah?
All right, Al. Thank you.
Awkward! Oh, I wonder what's going to happen to him, because it's not like he... I mean, you know you have a job. You know mics are always hot. You have to be aware of that. But I wonder if they're going to terminate him for that or not.
Hopefully not.
Do they have a button they can hit to delete it?
I don't think TV has delays. No, like, they're live.
So badly want to know what he was talking about. I'm so curious. Well, I want to hear him and ask the conversation.
Yeah, we're all here.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
He's a person who's passed on, too. It's such a weird thing. It's just strange.
But he's talking about somebody dying, like somebody passed on. So
I know, but whatever he says in the last thing, I don't know. I'll
but when they cut
dissect
him off.
It later.
I just love, though, it's like, toss to him, swears, and it's like, we just swore in front of you. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check all these stories and videos out online at joeandalexshow.com.